Joining us is author Karen Ross Epp. The book is Corn, C-O-R-N, Corn Rose, a novel, and it is published by Author House in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. You can get it by going to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and Karen Ross Epp is here from the heart of the Corn Belt in Kansas, and it's great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, good subject for where you live. This is a historical fiction, and
right.
You know, I always ask this question when it comes to fiction and historical fiction. Why not take a book and I'll have you explain what it's about and write it as a nonfiction instead of fiction? I'm always interested in the answers as our listeners are.
Well, for one thing, I didn't want to go into all the real people that are in the novel because it's based on, you know, my mother's life, and so a lot of the characters are recognizable, and so I decided to make it fiction. And, you know, when you're writing dialogue and things like that, you know, it has to be that way. But it was a story that I've been wanting to tell for a long time, and it's about that generation, you know, the greatest generation, and the things they went through, you know, before and after the war, so, and during the war. So that's why I wrote it as fiction.
All right, understandable. What about your background? Have you written anything before?
Yes, my first book was called With Love, Stan. It was about my brother who was in Vietnam and during the 1969, and he lost his life there. And it was a compilation of his letters home to my parents and to me, and then also a lot of recollections from the guys that were in the 199th with him. And that was a book that I'd wanted to write for a long time, but, you know, teaching and being a mom and doing all those things, just I didn't have time until I retired.
Well, enjoy the experience. Now, you and I chatted briefly before you came on here, the subject, since you're from Kansas, and I think of the corn, and I think of South Pacific, and the real stories. And as you talk about this book, we see some of the happenings in South Pacific about cultural and ethnicity differences and geography. I mean, does this parallel that book in certain ways on that in that aspect?
Yes, it does. Actually, this book takes place in Iowa because that's where I'm from. My mom and dad met at Lockheed, you know, in Burbank during just, well, 1945. And she was Italian-American, first generation. Her parents were from Sicily. And, you know, it's that story of immigrants coming to the U.S. and making it. She grew up in Los Angeles. My dad grew up on an Iowa farm. They met each other and fell in love. And then, consequently, he asked her to move back to Iowa with him, and, you know, that changed her life because she was used to modern conveniences and electricity and running water, that kind of thing, and lights, street lights, you know, and here she moves back to Iowa where there's nothing, no electricity, no running water, no, and then also to the, you know, to the disappointment of his parents that here's this Italian, you know, city girl, and her skin is dark, and, It took them a long time to adjust to her and her to them. You know, it was a clash of cultures, and it's a love story about two people who, you know, struggle through those kind of differences and just the everyday hard life there.
Well, it's a good thing it worked out, or I may not be talking with you today. So,
yeah, exactly.
But how close was their future? How close did it come to actually not evolving or lasting?
It came close a lot of times. In the book, I depict one scene where she goes back to her mother's funeral and, you know, really questions, you know, do I want to go back to that harsh life and to those harsh people? Because, you know, Midwesterners we're a lot different than, you know, people on the West Coast, and especially, you know, the culture, just the food, everything. And in one of the scenes in the book, you know, she experiences their butchering scene and how horrifying that was to her, you know, and just the cold winter, and you know, her growing up in a warm Italian family who expressed themselves openly, and then, you know, the Midwestern Scotch-Irish who are very, you know, they just don't express their feelings like that. So it was, you know, it came close to that a lot of times, and I was the oldest, so my mom, you know, she confided in me a lot, and her oral history is what I base this book on, so...
We see so much about women in the workplace, the tremendous gains that we've had today. They're still not on par in terms of salary. More women are starting businesses than men.
Right.
It's not the whole story, though. There's still discrimination in the workplace. Could you talk about how it was during World War II?
Well, you know, my mom worked at Lockheed, and, you know, women were starting to work then because most of the men were gone off to war. So that's when women and girlfriends, you know, started working in factories and so on, and they were making their own money. And that was the way it was for my mom. You know, I think that was a real boost for her. She felt independent somewhat, but, you know, she still had to bring her salary home to her parents. That was just the way it was in the Italian traditional family. And but I think, you know, she really enjoyed that experience. She went through her sophomore year in high school and then had to quit, you know, to help support the family. But, you know, that I think that's what propelled women, you know, to continue working, you know, out of the home. And I think, you know, she and other women kind of, you know, burnt the trail for all of us, you know, so.
You mentioned that Midwesterners aren't like people from the West. Were there dramatic, and profound differences in Midwesterners other ways?
You know, like I said, they were more reserved, didn't show emotion. And, you know, Mom was used to more, you know, some of the finer things. She loved to dress, you know, nicely and had nice clothes. But, you know, when she found herself in Iowa, you know, people wore cotton dresses and, you know, they worked hard out in the field, in the gardens, and, you know, there weren't places to go. You know, she and Dad, when they lived in California, would go to the fight, you know, at the garden and you know, the racetrack at Santa Anita, and, you know, and there was beaches, and it was just more of a glamorous life. And my mother actually knew Frank Capra.
Oh,
he was just part of that whole.
What a colorful character he was.
Yes, he was. You know, he was an acquaintance, and this is something I found out when I was writing the book. I found out from one of her friends, and you know, it was really hard for her because people just kind of looked at her like, "Who is this woman?" But when she passed away in February, I did have a man who was close to their age. He came up to me and he said, you know, your parents were one of the best dressed and best looking couple I had ever seen when they moved back. So, but, you know, I mostly saw my dad in overalls because that's what he wore. So,
how would you categorize the historic value of this book?
I think it's a book for people who really want to read about real people and what they went through during that time. You know, I really admire that generation because they did go through a lot of struggles. You know, they'd just gone through the Depression and then the war. And it's about real people, real love, you know, and how, you know, you survive or you don't. And it's really interesting, I think, to read about the two cultures and how they came together and how they made it work.
Joining us is Karen Ross Epp. The book is Corn Rose, a novel. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, paperback, hardcover, and ebook. And is there a website you'd like to give out? Do you have one?
Actually, I have a Facebook page right now, but I'm still working on my website. So.
You say your mother died in February, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was 90.
What was the publication date of the book?
May of this year.
May. Was she able to experience this even though it wasn't ready for
you know, I have been working on this for about 6 years after I published my first book.
So she was involved.
She was involved. Oh, yes. She was involved, and I would ask her questions. And my dad only died 2 years prior to that, so I asked him a lot of questions. You know, like, how much did you make at Lockheed? And he told me $1.10 an hour. So.
Oof.
You know,
it was probably good money. Yeah.
Very good money. Very good money. And, you know, so it's all based on her oral history and also my dad's and things I experienced, just, you know, knowing the family and the cousins and the uncles and everything. But, yeah, that's what it is.
All right. I was asked this when I was published with a major publisher by the head of the publishing company. So I'm going to ask you the question, why should people buy this book?
I think they should buy the book because it's it's interesting. It goes back to a romantic time, and it speaks to love and how you can persevere through a lot of things, which my mother did. And it's just an interesting novel for, I think, even the youth of today. And I think equally for men and women, the book could be inspiring.
All right. Any other brief closing comments in about 10 or 15 seconds here?
I've always liked history, and this has brought, you know, another dream of mine into fruition, and I'm just very proud of the book, and I'm glad I got to be.
Well, I'm delighted to have had you on. I love the story. I really do. It strikes a chord for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people. And thank you for bringing it to the airwaves.